This week's parsha is Parshas Chaye Sara, and we will start with chapter 23, pasuk number 2. The pasuk says, "Vatamas Sara beKiryas Arba, hi Chevron." Sara died in Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron, beEretz Knan, in the land of Knan. Vayavoy Avraham lispoid leSara veLiv Koisa. Avraham Avinu came to eulogize Sara and to wail for her, meaning, and to cry for her. We'll first have to understand, where did Avraham Avinu come from? Which seems to imply that Avraham Avinu was not present at the death of Sarah, that he had to come from somewhere. And the other question that we are going to try to understand, that the word velif kota, and to cry for her, in the Torah, is written with a small kaf. And we have to understand, why did the Torah write the small kaf by the word velif kota, and to cry for her? The Rashbam, that always gives the most simple answer, says that vayavoy Avraham came, truly he didn't come from anywhere, but he came to eulogize Sarah. Meaning that the Torah wants to tell you that he did a special action, that he wanted to go eulogize Sarah, even though he was there, it's considered like he came to eulogize. And the Ramban seems to be in agreement with the Rashbam. The Ramban says that Sarah Imenu probably had her own tent, and Avraham Avinu came to her tent to eulogize to Sarah and to cry for her. And he says that from the fact the Torah doesn't write down Vayishma Avram, Avram heard Vayavoy Mimokom Ploini, he came from this place, seems to imply that Avraham Avinu was already there, and he came not in the literal sense that he came from place to place, he just came in to eulogize Sarah, but not that he came from somewhere in particular. Rashi disagrees with this interpretation, and he says that Avraham Avinu came means he came from a different place, and the place is Be'er Sheva, because Rashi follows last week's Parsha, which after the Akedah, chapter 22, Pasuk number 19, there it says, Vayoshav Avram el Nahorov, Avram went back to his lads, Vayakumu, Vayelchu Yachdov el Be'er Sheva, they went up and they went together to Be'er Sheva, Vayeshev Avram Be'er Sheva, and Avram dwelled or resided in Be'er Sheva. Even though Rashi himself says that Avraham Avinu was living in Hebron at this time, and the proof is that we see that Sarah Imenu died in Hebron, and had Avraham Avinu not been living in Hebron, what is Sarah Imenu doing in Hebron? But nonetheless, Rashi brings from the Pasuk that the Pasuk clearly states that Avraham Avinu went to Be'er Sheva. And the Ramban here explains, according to Rashi, why did Avraham Avinu go to Be'er Sheva? He explains that Avraham Avinu went to Be'er Sheva in order to give thanks to Hashem after the Akedah. After he was saved from the binding of Isaac, he wanted to give thanks to Hashem. As it's written right before the Akedah on chapter 21, Pasuk number 33, Va'ita Eishel Be'er Sheva, that Avraham Avinu planted a Eishel in Be'er Sheva, Va'ikro Shom B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam, that he called the name of Hashem, the God of the world, and right afterwards it's written, Va'yogar Avram Be'eretz Plishtim Yomim Rabim, Avraham Avinu dwelt in the land of Plishtim many days, and Rashi there brings from Seder Olam, that afterwards Avraham Avinu moved to Hebron, that right before the Akedah, Avraham Avinu was in Hebron, but nonetheless, according to the Ramban, Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, went, before going home to say thanks to Hashem for saving Yitzchak, to the Eishel that he planted in Be'er Sheva. When he got to Be'er Sheva, he heard about Sarah Imenu's death. From there, he went to Hebron. And the Ramban continues and says that according to this interpretation of Rashi, even though I disagree with that interpretation because it's not written where he came from, but nonetheless we could explain the Medrash Rabbah Parsha Nun Ches Siman Hey, where Rabbi Yossi explains Meheichon Ba, from where did he come, Mehara Moiria, from Mount Moriah, which means from the Akedah, Umeiso Sara Boise Tzar, and Sara died because of that pain, Lefikach Nismecha Akedah Leveyu Chaye Sara. Therefore it's written the Akedah next to the Parsha's Chaye Sara, which is actually the next Rashi. So Rashi brings both interpretations, and since Avraham Avinu hadn't gone home yet, it's still considered like his part of the Akedah. Therefore, it's written that he came from the Akedah, which is via Be'er Shava, to eulogize to Sarah and to cry for her. The Kli Yakor asks a question that the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, explains that the order of Avelos, in other words, the way that we have to do proper mourning, is Gimel Yomim Libchi, that 3 days we cry, Vezayin Lehespet, and 7 days we eulogize. The question is, here it's written the opposite. Here it's written that Avraham Avinu came to eulogize to Sarah and then to cry for her. How come Avraham Avinu decided to change the order of the usual way that we are supposed to mourn? We'll soon give the answer of the Kli Yakor, but before we do that, there is a beautiful answer from Sefer Asifas Yehuda, where Sefer Asifas Yehuda says that based on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chavav Omed Aleph, where the Gemara there says that anybody who forgot to daven mincha, he should daven twice Mariv, meaning that if you forget to say Shemoneh Esrei at Mincha, you forgot to pray, then you're required to say 2 Shemoneh Esreis and Maariv. And the question is, which Shemoneh Esrei do I do first? Do I do first the Shemoneh Esrei that I missed, the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei, in order not to make it later, and then make the Maariv Shemoneh Esrei because I have time to do it? Or do I do first the one that I'm obligated to do now, and then make the makeup? Meaning, first do the Maariv Shemoneh Esrei, and then do the makeup for the Mincha that you forgot. And the Gemara says that you're first supposed to do the one that belongs to the time of now, meaning we're supposed to do the Maariv first, even though that is going to delay the Mincha that I forgot longer, and only then do the makeup. That whatever it is in the proper time takes priority over any makeup that you have to do. Comes out according to this, and according to Rashi, that states that Avraham Avinu was not present in Hebron at the time of the death of Sarah Imenu, since Avraham Avinu came back after the 3 days. How do I know he came back after the 3 days? Because it took 3 days to go to the Akedah, and in the way back he didn't come directly to the Akedah. He went to Be'er Shava, and from Be'er Shava he went to Hebron. Then obviously it took already more than 3 days. Then he's required to do first the obligation that belongs to this time now. Meaning, since the first 3 days belongs to crying, and after that belongs to eulogizing, and Avraham Avinu came past the first 3 days, then the time of crying had passed. Now it's the time to eulogize. We are required to do first the obligation of now, which is the eulogizing, and only after do the crying, which is the makeup for the first 3 days that Avraham Avinu was not there. Therefore, when Avraham Avinu comes, he first eulogizes and then he cries. And according to this, the Midrash that says that Avraham Avinu came Mehara Moriah from Mount Moriah is coming to answer also the question, how come Avraham Avinu first eulogized Sarah Imenu and then he cried for Sarah Imenu? Sefer Rechove Sanar wants to answer the question, why is Avraham Avinu in Be'er Sheva and Sarah Imenu in Hebron? And he believes that Avraham and Sarah originally lived in Be'er Sheva, but as soon as Sarah Imenu got sick, Avraham Avinu sent Sarah to go to Hebron, because Avraham Avinu wanted to buy the Me'arat HaMachpelah, the Machpelah cave, but he didn't want Ephron and the Hittim to suspect that he is interested in Maharas HaMachpelah. And according to the Zohar, this week's Parsha, Chayesara Daf Kof Chof Zayin Amet Beis, where the Zohar says, based on the Pasuk written on Parshas Vayero, chapter 18, Pasuk number 7, where it says, Vel HaBokar Rots Avram, and to the cattle Avram ran, this Pasuk is referring to when the angels came to visit Avram after the circumcision. Avram Avinu wanted to serve him meat. Then Avram Avinu ran to the cattle to pick up a calf. That calf ran away from Avraham, and he ran to Me'arat HaMachpelah. Avram Avinu chased it inside the Me'arah. Avram Avinu was able to see the Me'arah, the cave. And Avram Avinu also smelled the smell that's coming out of the Me'arah, that it has the smell of Gan Eden. And Avram Avinu realized that this must be the doorway to Gan Eden. And then Avram Avinu saw Adam and Chava there. Avram Avinu desired to have that cave in order to bury his wife Sarah and himself, and eventually the other two Avot, Yitzchak and Yaakov, and their respective wives. But Avram Avinu did not want to go directly to Ephron and ask at that time for the cave, because had he gone to that cave at that time, then the Hittim and Ephron will know it's valuable, and they would never sell the Machpelah cave to Avram Avinu. Therefore, says the Sefer Rehoboth HaNoar, as soon as Sarah Imenu got sick, Avram Avinu sent Sarah to Hebron, and eventually when she passes on from this world, Avram Avinu goes and tries to negotiate to buy the cave of Machpelah from the Hittim and from Ephron. And at this point, since he has to bury somebody, nobody will suspect that the Me'arat HaMachpelah had a special value besides being just a burial ground for Avram and Sarah. Therefore, after Sarah Imenu died, Avram Avinu was doing his affairs in Beersheba. As soon as he found out that Sarah Imenu died, he came to Hebron to eulogize her and to wail for her. Therefore, he wasn't present at the time of her death. That is the words of the Sefer Rehoboth HaNoar. The question that I have on this interpretation of Sefer Rehoboth HaNoar is from the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph 87a, where there the Gemara interprets the Pasuk where it's told to Yosef HaTzadik that his father Yaakov was sick, where that is on chapter 48, Pasuk number 1, Tanya, the Gemara says, we learned, Ad Yaakov lo have a chulsha, until Yaakov there was no weakness, meaning there was nobody getting sick. Also Yaakovinu came, uvoy rachme, and he prayed to Hashem, v'have a chulsha, and people became sick. Meaning, according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar 52, that until Yaakov, when it came time for the person to die, the person could be walking down the street, and then the person would sneeze, and when he sneezed, his neshama went out through his nostrils instantly. And the idea is that since it's written in Bereishis that Hashem breathed in our nostrils a ruach chaim, a spirit of life, therefore the life, the neshama, went out through the nose, through sneezing. And therefore, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it is still the custom, even in different cultures, that whenever a person will sneeze, we will give him a blessing. For example, Gesundheit, Salut, Labriut, bless you, in order to give him a blessing for him not to die through the sneeze. And the proof is that we only give this blessing when a person sneezes. We never give this blessing when a person coughs, regardless how much he coughs. Nobody says Gesundheit or bless you after a person is choking and coughing. You see clearly that this is an ancient custom from the times of Yaakov, that before Yaakov prayed, anybody who was about to die gave a sneeze, and that caused his neshama to leave him. Yaakov Avinu wanted, according to Rashi, to make sure that a person is able to put his affairs in order, that he's able to bless his children, that all the children are able to visit him before he dies. Therefore, he prayed to Hashem to make a person sick, that he'll feel his strength leaving him. Then he'll call his children, he'll bless his children, he'll put his affairs in order before he dies. So he prayed to Hashem that a person should be sick for a couple days before the neshama leaves him. And therefore the pasuk says, "Vayomer leYosef," it was told to Yosef, "Hine avicha chole," behold, your father is sick. And we know from the Rashbam, every time it says the word "hine," behold, means something was changed from what it was before. In other words, behold is a change from what was happening before. As we see on Parshas Vayetze, after Yaakov Avinu marries mistakenly Leah, thinking that she was Rachel, the pasuk says in chapter 49, pasuk number 25, Vahiva Voiker, it was in the morning, Vehine hi Leah, and behold, she is Leah, meaning at night he thought that she was Rachel, and behold, it was changed. In the morning, she became Leah. Therefore, here, where it says, behold, your father is sick. So the father being sick is a change from normal, that in the world there was no sickness, and now Yaakov became sick. According to that Gemara, comes out that Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick. Then how can Sefer Rehoboth HaNoar say that as soon as Sarah Imenu got sick, Avraham Avinu sent her to Hebron, if there was no sickness? In truth, Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin Omed Beis, 16b, limits the interpretation that until Yaakov there was not sickness to a sickness that will cause your death, because Tosfos is bothered by the Gemara's contradiction. The Gemara there brings down from chapter 24, pasuk number 1, where it says, "Vashem berach es Avram bakoil," that Hashem blessed Avram with everything. And one of the interpretations of Bakoil is from the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, "Even toiva hoiso teluya betzavora shel Avraham Avinu," that Avraham Avinu had a precious stone hanging from his neck, "shekol choile haroya oisa," that anybody who is sick and sees it, "miyad misrape," became instantly cured. In other words, Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu with everything, that he had a precious stone, that anybody who was sick looked at this stone, he became cured. Then Tosfos asks this question, how can Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai say that anybody who gazed at Avraham Avinu's stone became healed? Automatically, it implies that the person was sick. But that contradicts the Gemara, which says that until Yaakov there was no sickness. If there was no sickness, what necessity was it for Avraham Avinu to have a stone to heal people? Nobody was ever sick before Yaakov Avinu. Tosfos answers in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri that until Yaakov there was no sickness, which means no sickness that you die from, but there was sickness like pain in the muscles or pain in your limbs, but none that you die from. And Yaakov prayed that you should be sick and die. And other Mefarshim explain that the sickness that is mentioning that Avraham Avinu could cure is sicknesses that were inflicted by other people, meaning that if somebody cut your finger with a sword, then it could have infection or could get pain, and you could die from those things. And Avraham Avinu had the stone in order to save them. And they use this interpretation because they are bothered by the Rashi on beginning of Parshas Vayera, that Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu after the circumcision. Rashi says that Hashem came in the third day after the circumcision in order levaker es achoyle, to visit the sick. And the question is, if we say that until Yaakov there was no sickness, how come Avraham was sick? And the answer, the Mefarshim explain that when do I mean there was no sickness, means sickness by the hand of Hashem, but sickness by the hand of man, as circumcision or as being hit by a sword, that is sicknesses that was around before the time of Yaakov. So we see we have exceptions to the definition that until Yaakov there was no sickness. But nonetheless, we have a question on the Rechoy V'Sanor. Because according to the Rechoy V'Sanor, Avraham Avinu sent Sarah Imenu to Hebron because she was sick. And eventually, Sarah Imenu dies of that sickness. And Avraham Avinu goes to bury Sarah and buys Marat HaMachpelah because of that. And nowhere it's mentioned that Sarah Imenu got sick from a cut of the sword or anything like that. Therefore, we have a question on the Sefer Rechoy V'Sanor. As we mentioned before, the Kli Yoker asks a question, how come it's written that Avraham came to eulogize to Sarah and to cry for her, when we know the order is usually to cry and then to eulogize? And he explains that a normal person, when he dies, the longer the time passes since the person's death, the less you feel the pain. But here, by this tzaddikus, since every day you felt the pain greater because you realized how great she was and know her good deeds that was lost for the generation, therefore Avraham Avinu wanted to emphasize that he came to eulogize and then to cry. And the explanation is also that Avraham Avinu was totally unselfish, and as the Gemara brings down in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Memvav Omed Beis, the Gemara there asks a question, if eulogy is honor for the living or honor for the dead, meaning that when people are eulogizing the deceased, is this considered an honor for the living, that the living get honor from people describing the deceased deeds, or is this considered an honor only for the deceased? The Gemara says, one difference would be if it would be an honor for the living or honor for the deceased. For example, if the deceased asks not to be eulogized, if you could still eulogize him. If you say that it is an honor for the people that are living, meaning that the people that are living want to hear the good deeds of the deceased and that gives them honor, then we are required to eulogize him. But if we say that eulogy is only an honor for the deceased, then if that deceased person says that I don't want to be eulogized, we are not allowed to eulogize him because he doesn't want the honor. We don't have to give him the honor. And the Gemara resolves the question by saying at the end that eulogy, it's an honor for the deceased. It's not an honor for the living. It's only an honor for the deceased. Therefore, Avraham Avinu, realizing that this is an honor for Sarah Imenu, he decided first to forgo his own crying and honor Sarah Imenu by doing the eulogy first. And then the Kli Yoker gives an interesting interpretation. He brings Arazal, which says that call me Shemeso Ishtori Shoina Beyamov, that anybody who is first wife dies while he's alive, Ki'ilu Chorav Beis HaMikdash Beyamov. It's considered like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in his day. In other words, Hashem views the loss of your first wife as the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. That even the Malachi Ashores, the angels in heaven, cry when a person loses his first wife. And also the person cries because of his personal tragedy, that his own personal Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that could be based on the idea that we know it's written on Shmos chapter 25, Pasuk number 8, V'osu li mikdash, you should make me a sanctuary, V'shochanti besoichom, I will rest in them. It doesn't say V'shochanti besoicho, and I'll rest in it. V'shochanti besoichom in the plural means that I'll rest within every Jew, that every Jew should make a sanctuary for Hashem. And we know the Gemara brings down that ish ve'isha, that a man and a woman, when shalom b'neihem, when there is peace between them, then shechina b'neihem, then Hashem is within them, meaning that Hashem rests in a house where there is harmony between a husband and wife. Therefore, when the wife dies, since that shalom is destroyed, is taken apart, then it's viewed as Hashem lost his sanctuary, Hashem lost his resting place, therefore it's viewed as the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, as the temple would have been destroyed. According to this, the Klei Yakar says that when Avraham Avinu was crying, he wanted everybody to know that his personal Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Therefore, the letter Kaf in the Torah is written smaller. Kaf comprises of the letters Kaf Fei. In other words, Kaf is numerical value 20. But Kaf is spelled out Kaf Fei, which is 20, and the Fei is 80. That makes it 100. And we know that the height of the Beis HaMikdash was 100 amos, 100 cubits tall. Therefore, when Avraham Avinu is crying about his personal tragedy, about the loss of Sarah Imenu, he wants to emphasize that not only Sarah Imenu died, but the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash has been diminished, therefore the Kaf, which signifies 100, has been diminished, has been destroyed and almost removed. Therefore, in the word Lifkoisa, according to the Klei Yakar, has a small Kaf to allude to us that Avraham Avinu was pained because his first wife died, and it's tantamount to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, and the Beis HaMikdash was Kaf, which is Kaf Fei, which is 100 amos tall, cubits tall, and that was destroyed. Then the Klei Yakar uses the same idea to tell you a different message, and he says the message was that Avraham Avinu wanted, by the Kaf being small, to tell everybody that Sarah Imenu only died because of the sin of Chava. Meaning, had it not been for the fact that they were seduced by the snake and they ate from the forbidden fruit, Sarah Imenu would not have died. Because the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Beis Omed Aleph says, Omar Rabelozar, Rabelozar says, Adam Orishin Mino Oretz Ad Rokia, that Adam Orishin was as tall as from earth to heaven. The Kivin Shesarach, since Adam Orishin sinned, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Olav, Hashem put his hand on him, Imiyatoy, and diminished him. Shenemar, because the Pasuk brings down on Tehillim 139, verse number 5, Achor V'kodem Tzartoni, you have formed me later and earlier, V'toshes Olai Kapecho, and you place your palm upon me. In other words, I was tall, and you placed your palm upon me. And according to Yalkut Shimoni, Remes 8:27, the placing of the palm on me, meaning the placing of the palm on man, diminished his stature from the size of earth to heaven to the size of 100 cubits. And since man was diminished to the size of 100 cubits, he didn't have his strength anymore, as he would have had he been as tall as the heavens. Because he didn't have his strength anymore, says the Klei Yakar, therefore man dies. Therefore, Avraham Avinu wanted everybody to know that Sarah Imenu did not die because of her own sin, died because of sin of Adam. Therefore, he wrote the small Kaf to let you know and to allude to you that the only reason she died is because Hashem diminished man to the size of 100 cubits, which Kaf represents 100. Or you could say that since Kaf literally translates as a palm, that since Hashem put his palm, Kapecha, on us, and that causes us to be diminished to 100 cubits, and that caused death to come to the world, Avraham Avinu wanted to allude that Sarah Imenu had no sins, and her death came only because of the sin of Adam Orishin. Therefore, he put a small Kaf for you to remember that the only reason that she died is because Hashem diminished Adam's height by putting his palm on top of his head, and that caused death to come to the world. And that is the only reason that she died. My Rosh Hashiva, the Vilner Rav, Rabbi Zril Yehuda Leibovich, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, explains, based on the Balaturim that we mentioned last year, where the Balaturim says that the reason it's written the small Kaf is to tell you that Avraham Avinu cried little on Sarah Imenu. He didn't cry a lot. And the Balaturim gives two reasons why he didn't cry a lot. and we had the questions last year on the Balaturim. But nonetheless, the small calf signifies that he didn't cry a lot. The question the Vinerov asks, if you want to take a word that he didn't cry a lot, why you put on the calf? Why not take the vase and make a small vase of crying, the leaf kotan to crier, that he cried little, or take the saf and make the saf smaller? Why did the Torah specifically pick the calf to symbolize that he cried little? And the Vinerov answers that the reason that Avraham Avinu cried little is because of the calf, is because of the 20. Meaning, the numerical value of the letter kaf is 20, and because of the 20, Avraham Avinu cried little. Meaning, that in the beginning of the Parsha, chapter 23, Pasuk number 1, the Pasuk starts, Vayiyu chaye Sara, and the lives of Sarah were, Meo Shona, 100 years, Ve'esrim Shona, and 20 years, Ve'sheva Shonim, and 7 years, Shnei chaye Sara, those were the lives of Sarah. And Rashi asks a question, why is it written the word Shana between each one? Why couldn't the Torah write down that Sarah's life was 127 years? Why say 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years? Rashi says that the Torah wants me to compare 100 years to 20 years, and compare 20 years to 7 years. Rashi explains that the same way when she was 20, she was without sin, because until the age of 20, the heavenly court doesn't punish. Therefore, automatically, you are considered without sin. So too, when she was the age of 100, she was without sin. And the same way that a child at the age of 7 is beautiful, so too, she was beautiful at the age of 20. Just a side note to comment on this last statement, Reb Moshe Feinstein notes that a person at the age of 20 is much more beautiful than a person at the age of 7. And Reb Moshe Feinstein explains that the beauty is a different beauty. Meaning that in the same way that a child in the age of 7 is pure, is unconsidered, and doesn't use their beauty to tempt others to go astray, so too Sarah Imenu at the age of 20 was beautiful, she was pure, and she was unconsidered by her beauty, and she did not tempt other people to go astray. But nonetheless, according to this Rashi, comes out that the number 20 signifies purity of sin, that when she was the age of 100, she was like the age of 20, which is without sin. Therefore, the Vinerov explains that the reason that Avraham Avinu cried little is because Avraham Avinu was assured that Sarah Imenu died without sin. As the Klei Yochor explains that the only reason she died is because of the sin of Adam, Avraham Avinu knew that, and therefore he cried little, meaning that normally a person cries because a person doesn't know what is going to happen to the beloved, to the person that dies. Nobody knows what really is going to happen to the person that dies, if it's going to go to Gan Eden or it's going to go to purify his sins. But Avraham Avinu was sure that Sarah Imenu is in a very high level. Therefore, there was no reason for him to cry as much, because he knew that she's going to a better place, and he knew that she's going to enjoy the Shechina, and she's going directly to Gan Eden. The reason that he cried little is, according to the Vinerov, because of the calf, because of the 20. Since 20 signifies without sin, he knew that she is without sin. Therefore, he cried little for her, because he was sure she doesn't have any sin. And this idea of the Vinerov and of the Klei Yochor and of Rashi, that the chaf signifies that a person died without sin, comes to answer an interesting medrash peliya, a perplexing medrash. The medrash says that as soon as Adam HaRishon saw that Sarah Imenu is going to die, he started speaking Loshon Aramis Aramaic. All the Mefarshim are bothered by the meaning of this medrash. But according to what we just said, there is a very beautiful meaning of the Midrash, meaning that Rashi says that the reason that Sarah died is only because of the sin of Adam. And that is alluded to because it's written 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. Therefore, it compares the 100 to the 20. And in the same way that a person at the age of 20 is without sin, because the heavenly court does not punish a person until the age of 20, so too, when she was 100, she was without sin. Therefore, you must say, why did she die? She died only because of Adam HaRishon, meaning that because Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, therefore it was decreed for death to come into the world. And since it was decreed for death to come into the world, Sarah Imenu had to die. Comes out that Adam HaRishon is to blame for Sarah Imenu's death. But Adam HaRishon didn't want to be blamed for Sarah Imenu's death. Therefore, he started speaking Aramaic. If you take a look at Targum Unculus doesn't translate the pasuk literally. Targum Unculus says, "Vahava chaya Sarah," and the life of Sarah was Meya v'esrim v'shevashnin, 127 years. Doesn't say 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. It says directly 127 years. You see clearly that the Targum Unculus doesn't expound to learn that when she was 100 years, she was like 20 years. Therefore, they explain that as soon as Adam HaRishon saw that Sarah Imenu is going to die and they're going to write down 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years, and by writing 100 years, 20 years, that means that they are blaming him for the death of Sarah, since Sarah Imenu died without sin, because when she was 100, she was like 20. Therefore, the only reason she died is because of Adam HaRishon. Therefore, in order not to be embarrassed, Adam HaRishon started speaking Aramaic, where in Aramaic you don't put the 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. You say 127 years. Therefore, you don't learn that Sarah Imenu died without sin. Therefore, Adam HaRishon is not embarrassed. I saw a beautiful answer from Medrash Shmuel, and the Medrash actually answer how come it's written Vayavoy Avram Lispoid Lesora Velifkoisa. Avram came to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her, and we ask a question where he came from, and the Medrash says that he came for Har HaMoriah, from Mount Moriah. And we mentioned previously that the Ramban and the Rashbam hold that he was the whole time in Hebron. He just came to the tent. Their interpretation seems to be directly contradicted by the Medrash, but yet, according to what the Medrash Shmuel is going to say, it's going to answer this contradiction. And also, it will answer the question of the Balaturim, that it's written a small calf to tell you that Avraham Avinu cried little, and it explains why did Avraham Avinu cry little. And the Medrash answers, you know why he cried little? He cried little because he came from Har HaMoriah, which was the place where Akedas Yitzchok was. Therefore, he cried little. Meaning, we all know that Hashem created the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara and the Satan, in order to test us, in order to make sure that we are doing the mitzvah with pure heart and devotion to Hashem. And the Satan's job is to block a person from doing a mitzvah wholeheartedly. For example, somebody comes to your door and knocks, and the person wants you to give charity. The first step that the Satan will do is that he will try to dissuade you from opening the door, meaning that you are going to look through your peephole and you are going to see that there is a person that seems to be a charity collector. Right away you will think, what chutzpah does he have to come in at this hour? I am not fully dressed. I am not going to bother to dress up properly. It is not proper for him to come in. The Satan will make sure that you have 100 justifications why you shouldn't open that door. Once you already open the door, the Satan is still going to try to convince you not to give him a nice sum or not even to listen to his case in order for you not to fulfill the mitzvah properly. After you listen to his case and you are persuaded to give him a nice sum of money, that means the Satan wasn't able to prevent you from doing the mitzvah, the Satan still is not finished with you. The Satan now is going to make you hear a rumor that this person who collected money and you gave such a nice sum is a crook, that he's collecting and keeping the money himself, he's not giving to the charity that he said he's going to give anything. Automatically, you will start regretting the mitzvah that you did, and by you regretting the mitzvah that you did so properly, you are in a way doing tshuva on the mitzvah that you did, and the Satan is able to make you lose your reward for the mitzvah that you originally did with such devotion by your regret afterwards for doing the mitzvah. This example, this situation is not only in case of charity, this situation is also when you invite somebody to your house and then that person breaks something in the house, you end up regretting the mitzvah that you had by inviting this person into your house, or a lot of times you want to come to a shir, to a Torah class. The Yitzhahara first tried to dissuade you from coming. Once you come to the shir, then the Yitzhahara is going to try to make you regret coming and makes you think that you wasted your time. You could have done so many other things better. And if the Yitzhahara is able to do that, then it already accomplished its goal of causing you to regret your mitzvah of coming to learn Torah. In the same thing, this is exactly what the Satan tried to do to Avraham Avinu. Meaning that before Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, went to the binding of Isaac, according to the Midrash, the Satan tried to dissuade him from going and fulfilling what Hashem told him. After the Satan saw that he could not block Avraham Avinu from making the mitzvah, the Satan decides that he's going to try a different tactic. He's going to try to make Avraham Avinu regret the mitzvah. Therefore, right after the story of the Akedah, Rashi writes down, Sarah Imenu died. Rashi explains, and according to the simple interpretation, as soon as Sarah Imenu heard that Avraham Avinu killed almost Yitzchak, her neshama left her. She was so upset that her soul left her and she died. Comes out that as a direct consequence of Avraham Avinu doing the binding of Isaac, Sarah Imenu died. The Satan specifically manipulated for it to be this way because the Satan wanted Avraham Avinu to regret binding Isaac. Meaning, the Satan thought that by causing Sarah Imenu to die, that automatically will cause Avraham Avinu to regret doing the Akedah, doing the binding of Isaac. Why? Because one thing is to have Isaac being killed because Hashem told him that he's required to put him in the altar. But the other thing is that a direct cause of the binding of Isaac, Sarah Imenu is going to die, meaning that because Avraham Avinu put Isaac over the altar, Sarah Imenu died. And by Sarah Imenu dying, since that is terrible pain for Avraham Avinu because she was such a tzaddikus, and as the Klei Yochar explains, it's tantamount to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, meaning that his own Beis HaMikdash is now destroyed, then Avraham Avinu is going to regret the binding of Isaac. Therefore, in order to disprove the Satan, Avraham Avinu said, I have no choice, I'm not allowed to cry a lot at the funeral of Sarah Imenu. Because if I cry a lot at the funeral of Sarah Imenu, people are going to come to think that I am crying so much for Sarah that I regret Sarah Imenu's dying because of my action of the Akedah. Therefore, Avraham Avinu said that I have no choice. I have to cry little at the funeral of Sarah Imenu. That is what the Medrash means to say, that the Pasuk says, Vayavoy Avram, Lispoid Lesara, Valif Koisa. Avram came to eulogize Sarah and cry for her. But Avraham Avinu decided to cry little. That's why it's written, a small calf. You're going to ask me, how come you're crying little for such a great tzaddikus? And the answer is, Vayavo Avram, because Avraham Avinu just came. Your question is, what do you mean he just came? He lives in this town. But the answer is that he just came, Mehar HaMoriah, from Mount Moriah. What happened in Mount Moriah? Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. And if he's coming from Akedas Yitzchak, he cannot cry a lot because people misrepresent and misinterpret and think that he's regretting Akedas Yitzchak. And in order to dispel this opinion, Avraham Avinu decided to cry a little. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should make the mitzvahs properly and we should never regret our mitzvahs afterwards. And if you continue to making mitzvahs, we're able to merit the coming of Moshiach, Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, v'mehera b'yomeinu, amen.